Don't ask me, I won't dance. Don't ask me, I won't dance. Won't you with you? My heart won't let my feet do things they should do.
I Won't Dance, the Minnesota Dance Orchestra. Kara, does the MJO ever have the problem of people not wanting to dance?
Well, I will tell you that as soon as the band starts playing, there are some songs that just drive people to the floor. And you see them. They start running at the caves from the back. And you can hear them because they'll go, "Wah!" And they start running out to get be the first ones on the dance floor. So it's kind of fun to watch.
But what do you do when you get a Generation Xer, and this is not exactly the music that's been promoted to them, and you got to get them going too?
That's true. I will say that a lot of them that don't really know all the dance steps will frequently stand along the side and watch one of the older dancers to see what their moves are so that they can emulate what they're doing.
We're playing a song now called I Won't Dance. Is this pretty ironic for a dance band?
I would say it is, but it's one of our favorites to do. And we usually set it up that here's a dance band, you know, playing a song that says, I won't dance. But it's a great song, and Debbie O'Keefe and Reeves Carey do a wonderful job. It's a very smooth, slow swing dance, one that everyone loves.
You know what?
What?
You're lovely. You know what?
Yes.
So lovely. But oh, oh, what you do to me. I'm like a wave on the shore.
We're speaking with Kara Thrain, who is co-owner and the sound person for the Minnesota Jazz Orchestra. I don't care what style of music it is, every band has to play some kind of variety of styles. How does this band achieve that?
Well, we have a very large repertoire of music, and I will say that we might start out playing a East Coast swing and then change to a faster West Coast swing, and then the next song might be a polka followed by a waltz. We try to do a variety to bring people up and down, because if we only played the same speed of music the entire night, the dancers would wear out, they would be too tired, and we need to kind of bring it up and then bring it back down.
Do you ever have a circumstance where you're playing a job and you realize that the music that the crowd would appreciate isn't what you thought it would be, and then do you have to switch gears?
Absolutely, that happens, where we might have a younger audience one night and they are all looking for much faster songs. And so we have to be able to switch songs out on the fly. And we carry enough charts with us to be able to accommodate that. And then we'll have some, another time we'll have a bunch of folks who are very used to dancing. They come out, you can tell because they put on their dancing shoes and they are looking for a Latin tune.
Yeah, experienced dancers really go for that.
One of our great songs is the Hot Dish Mambo. It was written by one of our former tenor saxophone players. He did a great job, and we just love playing it for people, especially those who really know how to dance to Latin-style music.
Why did he call it Hot Dish Mambo?
He was on a... I don't know how it even came about that... It was the Hot Dish Mambo, but he brought it to us, and we played through it once, and we're like, yep, that's a keeper.
Mambo! Like it's 1999.
your husband, Craig, who plays in the band, is a former military man, and you look forward to playing those military occasions.
Yeah. Whenever we get the opportunity to honor our military, we take advantage of it.
One of the numbers you might bring out in that kind of occasion is the St. Louis Blues. Now, how is that a military-related song?
Well, I will tell you, it was Glenn Miller that, when he got to England with his band, he was told by the leaders there that they had to march. They had to be in a parade and that they weren't going to be on a flatbed playing away, but they were having to march. And so he said, fine, if we have to march, we're going to swing. And that's how the story. And we love being able to play that. And it starts out just like a march, a military march. So it's a great way to get people thinking about the military.
Here it is, St. Louis Blues. One of the great Glenn Miller tunes of all time.
Kara, the Minnesota Jazz Orchestra plays for a lot of older crowds, and then they find out that you're co-owner of the band and also the sound tech. What do they say about that?
Well, first of all, they're very surprised. They can't believe that there's a woman, you know, behind the scenes with the band. I am the, you know, sound tech and the band mom and the business manager. You know, I write all the contracts and do all of the work with the whoever is hiring us.
When everybody's on the dance floor and having a great time dancing, how does it affect the players?
Oh, they, you know, especially when the dance floor is packed, they're loving it. They kind of feed off the energy of the dancers. And it makes them want to play even better for, or play even more for the people who are dancing.
Sounds like a win-win. The Minnesota Jazz Orchestra plays the Wabasha Street Caves in St. Paul Thursday, June 14th from 7 to 10 p.m. For information about the band, minnesotajazzorchestra.com. This program is made possible by the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund. Phil Nussbaum speaking.